Elwood Thompson Supermarket sits at the corner of Elwood and Thompson in Richmond's Carytown neighborhood. It offers locally grown organic produce and meats, whole grains and nutritional supplements, natural cleaning and beauty products, and a spot up front to relax over a green tea latte or some freshly squeezed juice.
There's a lot of stress, you know, in this culture.
That's Rick Hood, the owner and co-founder of Elwood Thompson's, a hub of human harmony.
There's a gathering spot kind of feel here, a mindset around consciousness, especially environmental and social consciousness, and health consciousness.
Which is why each Tuesday at 12:15 and 5:30, customers are invited over the store's public address system to unwind. In the 600-square-foot community room, a dozen people sit in a circle, partaking of guided meditation with Denise Dolan.
Imagine that the breath of life is washing all over you, filling you up, infusing you with serenity.
You can hear the espresso machine outside and the chirp of scanners at the registers, but shoppers have happily settled in for an hour of relaxation.
More deeply within.
Afterward, we spoke with Alyssa Calvert, Anthony Barrazzo, and Susan Clark.
I meditate in my apartment, outside at the park, in my car. Yeah, at the grocery store, definitely.
You can meditate anywhere, so I don't think the location's necessarily odd. I feel like it fits in perfectly.
Oh, I love it. It's convenient to go here from work and meet lots of new people. And I've been coming here over a year now.
And do you go shop after it's all over?
I try to plan my shopping around coming here, actually.
And they're not alone. Dolan says her free sessions are surprisingly popular.
I've brought in probably over 700 people into meditation over the last 2 years.
And when Dolan's not plying her trade, others are drawing customers to learn about green building, crowdfunding, mindful eating, responsible travel, dancing the Lindy Hop, and growing your own mushrooms. I'm Sandy Houseman.